Hello and welcome to the EY India Insights Navigating Alliances podcast. I'm your host, Sudhir Ramakrishnan, and I am thrilled to guide you through the fascinating realm of strategic partnerships and alliances. Today, we're delving into how EY teams leverage our extensive network to empower clients with cutting-edge technology and in-depth industry knowledge. Joining me in this exploration today are two distinguished guests. Rishabh Jain, Partner, Finance Transformation Consulting at EY India, and Kush Kumar, Senior Vice President of Global Enterprise Sales at HighRadius. Welcome to the show, Rishabh and Kush.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. And big thanks for having me here, Sudhir and Rishabh.
So let's dive right in. We're celebrating 3 years of collaboration between EY and HighRadius. Reflecting on this journey, what stands out to both of you? Rishabh, if you can start off.
Thanks, Sudhir, and a wonderful question. HighRadius has been rated the topmost leader in the Magic Quadrant for their credit-to-cash solution. And given that we are from Finance Transformation Consulting, we have been advising global and Indian clients on their finance process transformation. And there was an opportunity for us to collaborate and create value for our end clients by advising them process-led, tech-enabled solution in order to create speed to value and outcomes for our client. What stands out, I think, is it's a combination of the best of breed competencies, both from HighRadius and EY, to create immense, sustainable, long-term value for our clients.
Thank you for that, Rishabh. Kush, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I think Rishabh covered it well. But of course, this partnership is extremely strategic for us. EY is one of our top partners for HighRadius. Very, very value and outcome-driven partnership. And like Rishabh mentioned, it's the best of both worlds. EY has the credibility with the CFOs globally. It has the implementation and consulting horsepower, while HighRadius, a SaaS product organization with over 1,000 clients, is a global leader in the office of the CFO space. So we bring in a lot of finance domain know-how and industry-specific functional expertise. And together, I guess, both of us are the right ingredients to make an organization's digital transformation journey a resounding success. And actually, very recently, we had our annual conference, Radiance, where this message resonated very well with our clients because we featured our joint success stories. So extremely happy to see this partnership mature as we jointly add value to the office of the CFO.
Yeah, absolutely. And to further add, right, when we started this partnership at a global level, enabled by EY India, we are now in a run mode. What it means is that while we are leveraging the best of products like HighRadius, we are able to create impact for our clients with minimal support from HighRadius teams. What it means is that we have built a global center of excellence. We started with an incubator, and the team that we have on HighRadius implementation consulting is one of the best, which is advising global clients out of India. So I think this has been a great journey for us both, and a great learning experience as well.
Thank you for that, Rishabh. Now, speaking about transformation, AI and generative AI are, you know, topical across industries and domains, including, of course, the office of the CFO. How are these technologies reshaping businesses, and what trends are emerging that you can observe? Kush, perhaps you can start off.
Sure. So today, CFOs have to balance inflation-driven cost headwinds with the organizational growth goals. And luckily for me, like being part of a fintech organization, we converse with the CFOs of Fortune 1000. And this is undoubtedly the top tech investment area for CFOs, you know, AI and generative AI. And it makes sense because these are the true catalysts to unlock the additional value in digital transformation projects. Because it completely can reshape the entire value proposition for the business function. However, I still believe that this adoption of these technologies is very much based on use cases of the business function and measurable outcomes. Like, just to give an example from a HighRadius perspective, and in our context, CFOs are betting big on these technologies and betting big on us because we are using these technologies to drive business outcomes. When I say business outcomes, what I mean is like the DSO reduction or bad debt reduction or working capital or cash flow improvement, forecasting accuracy, so on and so forth, right? And taking a, like going to level two and taking an example of our one product, if you look at B2B collections process in order to cash, iRadius uses AI models to help our clients identify the low-hanging fruit, that is like their end customers, our clients' end customers, who could pay the quickest and their mode of payment. Then we use Gen AI to send personalized notes on unpaid invoices. So this helps our customers in two ways. First, of course, is the efficiency and productivity. And second is the impact on their customer satisfaction, that is their CSAT, because you don't have a cookie cutter treatment for all your customers. So likewise, in other products, like we have AI-based fraudulent detection model, we have blocked order prediction in credit, we have Gen AI-based parser remittance and claim capture in our deductions and cash application product. So personally, I feel there is a direct correlation between this new age tech and the additional value that they bring and can unlock. Rishabh, what do you think?
Great, great insight, Kush. And absolutely, I think given that we work with a lot of global organizations through our corridors and through our GCCs in India, we are seeing a lot of traction, interest. We also did our Gen AI conclave very, very recently. There's a lot of interest in the teams to explore, understand. I'm glad to say that there are a couple of large global organizations, including consumer products organization, who are actually taking the path forward in doing a proof of concept on Gen AI. AI has been there for a while, and all of these use cases, Kush, you mentioned, are very, very prevalent. I'll talk about, one of the clients where they are using AI, Gen AI, chatbot, and also to, place orders for their customers. So they are making the whole experience very, very seamless, which very well integrates with, HiRadius ecosystem and creates a synergetic, environment. One of the other use cases that we are seeing is more about reporting, where you would have personas and those personas would simply go in, look at all the data, ask questions, and the analysis would throw. And it's great to partner with product like HiRadius, given that they continue to invest in leading technology. In the end, I'll say that it is more like we had taken the manual work away from humans earlier with the advent of automation. And I picked this from someone else, that we are now putting human back into technology to make it more smarter. So long way to go, but we are seeing some organizations really going ahead and taking a lead in this.
That's true, Rishabh. I think HiRadius also has the same message of humans plus AI that you very well actually put. I totally aligned with you on that message.
Thank you for that. Now, I wanted to change track slightly. With global capability centers in India gaining momentum, there's a lot of focus on creating value globally, but from a local source. Kush, what do you see as the biggest opportunity and the challenge in transforming these GCC functions in India and around the world?
See, again, I can have a contrarian view, but the leading indicators of this GCC proliferation in India are extremely positive. And we all know that, so I don't want to preach to the choir. But yeah, looking at the number of GCCs and the revenue that they generate, the relevant talent pool that we have and the real estate availability, the value creation, moving from productivity to driving cognitive innovation. And of course, the geopolitical advantage, right? Right time, right place. I think India is technically the only option all headquarters have. I read it somewhere and I strongly believe it also that we will move from incredible India to inevitable India. And it's a very powerful statement, I think. So while everything looks very encouraging and super encouraging, my only apprehension is that GCCs should not end up being, for lack of a better term, an elite back office operation. And while I say that, like I know the on paper, the distance between the GCC and the headquarters has diminished. But in what we are seeing, because like I said, we interact with the office of the CFO, the decision making around 80% plus is still with the headquarters. And if we have to have a distributed leadership, that will require a change in the mindset shift of the headquarters. And that starts from driving the same culture across the world, what they have in their in-market headquarters, right? So I personally believe we are very talent rich, but we have to pivot to be leadership rich. And this journey of being back office to functional influencers to decision makers will take time, but that pivot will happen with change and with the cultural change and the mindset change, like I mentioned. That's what I believe. And I'm really looking forward to hear what Rishabh has to say on this.
No, you are absolutely right, Kush, right? There are today, as per a recent report, 5,000 global roles in India. Having said that, majority of GCCs, still the decision-making is largely influenced by the headquarters, but there are certain mature CPG companies, financial services companies, where the decision-making is also happening here. So I agree there is a long distance still to cover. And good to see that, you know, we are talking about it. You could see in newspapers, there are now articles specifically on GCC. So there's a lot of traction and, you know, focus is what we see on GCCs.
No, I think it's great. You know, obviously the entire ecosystem is waxing lyrical about how GCCs are being anchored in India, but to have an alternate view, which is backed by such a coherent thought process, that's brilliant, Kush. Thank you very much. Hopefully we do make these strides and, you know, the gap, as you said, is reduced to as low as it can. And we see more power concentrating here in India, more and more power, if I may say so. So thanks for that, Kush. Rishabh, may I ask how we see EY addressing the avalanche of GCCs that are, you know, culminating here in India?
Right. So, Sudhir, as you may be aware, maybe, you know, I'll just state it. EY has been supporting global organization for past almost 2 decades or maybe a little less than that in setting up GCCs. Started with an outsourcing journey. But given that there are close to 1,600 GCCs now in India, we have a very separate, laser-sharp, dedicated team for those accounts who have GCCs in India. And there's having an advantage of a dedicated teams for these GCCs has helped us being closer to the customer, integrated as one global team of EY, working very closely with our global account people to make sure that we bring the best value to our clients also through the GCCs, but creating an impact which is of a global scale. So it's definitely a very special focus for India. You would also see our GCC leader, Arindam Sen, doing a lot of events. And you could also access it on the LinkedIn, where we are reaching out to the best of GCCs, sharing snippets of knowledge and understanding their journey. So we are very well engaged, learning, helping our clients in creating value at a global and an enterprise level through the GCCs.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Rishabh. Now, over to you, Kush. I wanted to check in the face of the ever-evolving customer needs within the CFO space, how does HiRadius adapt and innovate?
Yeah, I think that's Sudhir and Rishabh, be ready for a long answer. But I'll,
the floor is all yours.
So, Sudhir, I'll give you a two-part answer to that. First is I'll talk about what is changing and how we are evolving and kind of adapting to that. And second is what is not changing in this ever-changing environment. So first, what we are learning is that if you're still leading with labor cost arbitrage or FTE savings, then that's out of the window. CFOs want autonomous solutions. Solutions that focus on business outcomes, like I had mentioned before, which is like DSO reduction or bad debt reduction or net recovery rate improvement. And I'll talk about one of our other products. It's called deductions management. It helps organizations avoid revenue leakage by proactively identifying the deductions or disputes and seamlessly collaborating with all internal departments like logistics and sales through a workflow, and helps resolve this deduction and disputes efficiently, thereby improving your net recovery rate, because you're able to recover more of your invalid deductions. Now, a mere 5 to 10% improvement in NRR adds up to tens of millions of dollars to their bottom line, our customer's bottom line. That is what CFOs are signing us for. CFOs today are signing outcome-based contracts with us to help them recover their invalid deductions and disputes. And it's a win-win, right? Because both parties have skin in the game. We are today investing in our tech and AI algorithms to get more accurate, valid, invalid predictions. And customers are investing this regained capital back in their business. And that's why 11 out of the top 12 CPG companies globally use HighRadius to manage their deductions. Secondly, in the debate of this generalist versus specialist, CFOs are relying on specialists and not on the jack of all trade softwares. And when I say jack of all trade software, I mean the ERPs today. The ERPs today play the role of a generalist. And like, I have an insurance customer today that works with insurance brokers, and their customers pay premiums. Then a CPG customer works with retailers, and they have trade and non-trade deductions. Likewise, a staffing customer has their end customer filling timesheets. So these customers have complexities and nuances, and these demand vertical solutions. This can't be addressed by ERPs or by homegrown solutions. And when I'm talking about these specialist solutions, I'm talking about platforms. Software platforms are not point solutions, obviously. And hence, we built at HighRadius, built the office of the CFO platform that serves as like a one-stop shop for all the finance leaders to view and slice and dice their performance on receivables, forecasts, payables, and reconciliation. Now, coming to the second part of what is not changing in this changing environment. See, the one thing that does not change is that every organization wants to do more with less. Organizations are growing through consolidation, M&A, or moving to new geographies, but they don't want to hire in the same proportion. Productivity and efficiency is still a play, but what can be automated must be automated, but not primarily for productivity dollars, like I had mentioned before. I'll take an example of a very common product across the industry. It's called collections management. But how we are differentiating in that space is, I'll give you a small example. Our clients have big box retailers like the Walmarts, Kroger's, Costco, Targets as their end customers. These are large B2B buyers. They are not expecting a call from the sellers on their open invoices. Like, that collection model is a dying model. Today, the finance factory of every organization relies on machine-to-machine interaction with their vendors and customers, whether it's AP portal integration, it's automated dunning, it's the customized GenAI wrapped emails and notifications. And that's where we are investing. So some of our customers already have very lean teams, right? They have either outsourced it to BPOs or they have their own captive units in India and other places. But CFOs are still onboarding this automation train, not for the productivity dollars, but for standardization across all BUs and geographies. And obviously no CFO wants to be a tech laggard, right? So I'm sorry, Sudhir, I know there was a monologue there, but I hope you understand we are talking about the rainmaker here, the CFO. Rishabh?
No, I think I have utmost confidence in your product roadmap and capability, Kush. And I believe there's a great opportunity, you know, for us to continue to create impact for our clients. We know that, you know, we are working on a couple of projects where we are leveraging the newest of features, like an auto match for trade promotion claims, where we are working with a couple of our clients. And I think leveraging you know, our client needs, requirements, working very closely with your value common product team to feedback what we see as, you know, enhancements on the products as we move from making CFOs become chief value officer. What it means is less and less time on transactional activities, automated controls, self-service reporting, but be more closer to business finance in order to optimize revenue and margins. So I think these investments which you continue to make certainly would be harnessed by our clients, and we are seeing some initial success as we have matured in our partnership and alliance over the years.
Coach, thank you very much for, you know, so eloquently laying out HireRadius's plans. And, you know, I wanted to ask Rishabh how we are going to leverage on that, but he's already put it out so beautifully. So, you know, this is a great insight. You know, hopefully people understand this, and, you know, we definitely continue to add more value to our customers. Now, again, based on our extremely positive conversation today, I wanted to check what lies in the future for our alliances. How do we see the focus, you know, henceforth, and how does that shape our joint offerings, you know, in the next few months and years?
Maybe I'll go first, Sudhir.
Yes, please, Rishabh.
We have seen great amount of success in one of the solution areas of Office of the CFO, which is around credit to cash or customer to cash area. But I think there are efforts on our side to further optimize, enhance our skills as we evolve and embed the HireRadius solution offerings into our transformation realized methodology, right? For the audiences, transformation realized for us is our methodology, which has been formed at a global level and has three components. One, technology at speed, which aligns very, very closely to speed to value, you know, that HireRadius talks about. Second, innovation at scale, which means that we need to continuously innovate, embed newer, newer features, newer capabilities, both horizontally and vertically. And third, which is humans at center, which is to create and equip our business end users or CFOs to become a chief value officer, which I earlier alluded. So I do think that there is a lot of potential for us to scale our capabilities to create impact for our clients, both by deepening our product knowledge, working together to create impact for the client, but at the same time also leveraging additional areas, which is treasury, cash, closing, different areas of Office of the CFO that HireRadius is investing their product investments into. Yeah. Over to you, Kush, for your reflections.
Thanks, Joe. I think you covered it all. Our EY and HireRadius alliance is very, very client-centric at the end of the day. So it's all about value proposition. It's all about what we bring to the table, how do we drive a positive impact. Like we already said earlier in the conversation, we both bring our own strengths together and the right ingredients. So I guess we will keep working together and making this partnership mature on maximizing impact and ROI. And like Rishabh mentioned, I'm really, really excited and looking forward to extending our relationship from order to cash to the other aspects of the Office of the CFO and see how we can drive value and unlock value for the Office of the CFO.
Yeah. I'll just add, right, we are also further making investment to create fit for purpose, industry specific process repository, which we already have, to further see what are the hotspots, automation hotspots, to really create impact, because order to cash is very, very industry specific, certain areas, and it does require that industry nuance. So we are in a process of further, you know, evolve this alliance probably. And there's a thought around creating sector or industry specific joint solution offering. That is something that we need to further discuss and elaborate and take it forward. So I think I'm quite excited to, you know, talk about that, but it is still in early days currently. So Dave, back to you.
Thank you for that. It looks like there's an inside scoop that we've achieved on this episode today, but hopefully, you know, we do make true on that. And, you know, there's a lot of success and a lot of positivity in the future for this alliance.
Absolutely.
On that note, Rishabh, Kush, it's been an absolute pleasure having you both sharing your expertise and your insights and this insight scoop with us today. Thank you very much for joining us. Kush, any thoughts about how this episode was, how the alliance is, and you know what lies in the future?
It was a pleasure to be here. Excellent conversation. Thanks, Rishabh, for sharing all those insights and learnings. Great to be a part of this. Thanks a lot, Sudhir, for setting this up and making me part of this. I think very, very excited. Like we said, EY is one of the top partners of HiRadius. So we have a long way to go. And in this journey of the office of the CFO, I think I'm really looking forward to more collaborations like these.
Indeed. Rishabh, your thoughts?
No, thank you, Sudhir, and the EY Alliances team for pushing us, for making us, you know, take out time for such a wonderful experience. I think I learned a lot today, Kush, you know, from your perspectives, great insights. And yeah, I'm looking forward to continue to scale our joint solution offerings for the market, Kush. Thanks. Thanks, Sudhir. Thanks, Kush, for your time.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And with that, we wrap up another episode of India Insights Navigating Alliances. A big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay connected for more episodes where we'll uncover similar such key insights from the EY partner ecosystem. If there's a topic you'd like us to discuss, please reach out to us on our website or email it to us at markets.eyindia@in.ey.com. Until next time, thank you for listening in and goodbye.